Getting sober requires a lot more than mind over matter, a lot more than willpower. It's about leveraging the support around you. People in recovery typically need a mix of medical help, emotional support, and changes in lifestyle to manage their addiction, not just mental determination. As both a therapist and someone embracing the recovery lifestyle, there's one tool I always recommend to people needing extra accountability: SoberLink. SoberLink is a high-tech breath analyzer system designed to help you get and stay sober. And here's why I love it. You'll test the same day every day, eliminating testing anxiety. Friends and family receive instant test results, helping you rebuild trust and preventing relapse. Accountability is a part of that, and it's something to really be embraced. Devices have built-in facial recognition, so your support circle knows you're testing, and tamper-resistant sensors flag any attempts at trying to beat the system, so your sobriety is never questioned. So let 2024 be your best year yet. Visit soberlink.com/TAM to sign up and receive $50 off your device. That's soberlink.com/TAM. And let accountability be your guide.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to the Addicted Mind Plus, the podcast where recovery, mental health, and wellness take the front seat. I'm Dwayne Osterlund, and joining me is my co-host, Eric Osterlund, known for his insightful work on the Stuck Brain podcast. In each episode, we'll dive into actionable small steps to help those in recovery journey further along the path to wellness. Our conversations are designed to be concise, typically around 15 minutes, though we may occasionally delve deeper when the topic demands it. Our goal, to provide you with practical advice grounded in real experiences and expert insights to empower your recovery journey. So whether you're on a break, on a walk, or just taking a moment for yourself, join us as we explore the many facets of recovery and mental health, one small step at a time. This is The Addicted Mind Plus, where your journey to wellness gets an extra boost. So let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Addicted Mind Plus. We've got a great episode today. I'm really excited about it. And I'm excited that we're in the same room recording.
Yeah, this is the first time that we've done this for Addicted Mind Plus.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is like face to face.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this episode.
All right, so let's just jump right in. So today we're going to talk about a model of self-awareness, especially in relationships. It's a simple model, but it can really help you see the bigger picture of yourself and your relationship to others. It's called the Johari window. So think about times that you've made decisions in your life, only realized later that you were reacting to a part of yourself that you didn't see, you didn't know. Or imagine times when you've been through a situation and you've realized a strength you had. You were able to see it and could have leaned on that strength to get through that situation in a better way. And how many times in your life has a lack of self-awareness caused misunderstandings or strained relationships because of poor decisions that you made when you didn't understand all of yourself or the other person? And that's why it's so important to be able to work on self-awareness. And there's a lot of consequences that we face when we don't understand ourselves.
And even if you're doing well, you can always move forward. You can always grow. And the Johari window is a way to visualize yourself and learn about your blind spots and grow and move forward and become a stronger, better person. This definitely helps in recovery.
So let's jump in and talk about the Johari window. It is a psychological tool created in 1955 by two American psychologists, Joseph Luff and Harrington Ingham, to help people better understand their interpersonal communication and relationships. And how they got the name is they combined the first part of each of their first names to put it together, and that became Johari. And it is, like they say, a window. So think of a square divided into four quadrants. And we're going to talk about what each of those quadrants represent. So quickly, let's go through each quadrant. We have the open area, the blind area, the hidden area, and the unknown area. So once again, think of a window, a square, broken into four quadrants, and each of those quadrants are in each of those areas.
Let's dive into quadrant one. What is that one about?
So quadrant one is the open area, or the shared self. And this is the part that we have awareness of and others have awareness of. It's out in the open. Everybody can see it. And so it's called the open area. And this is the foundation of relationships, because we can see that. We know what's going on. Everybody we're interacting with knows what's going on. We know what's going on. So this area is like a foundation of our relationships. What's important to know is this open area can vary from person to person, relationship to relationship. So think about when you're in a relationship, a more intimate relationship, this open area may be bigger. And in other relationships, this open area might be smaller.
The open area is not consistent with every person. So the open area is going to be smaller with coworkers or people that you don't know on an intimate basis. But the goal is to create a bigger open area over time with people as you share and you grow with them.
Right. When you're with people that deserve that information.
Let's move on to my favorite quadrant. Quadrant two, the blind area or the blind spot.
Yeah, the blind area, and we all have it, is the unknown self to us. It's the part that we can't see. Imagine how often you've been out and you know other people and you can see a spot in their life that they're missing, that's blind to them, that they can't see. And you can see them responding to something and then not realizing that this is their blind spot. We all have them. We all can't see them, but we can gain more awareness about them. And what's really important about this area, especially in recovery, is our blind spots can get us stuck or get us in trouble if we don't see them. And what's important to be able to do is to be able to have others in your life that can kindly and compassionately point out some of those blind spots to us so we can see them. That's why I think it's so important to be able to have a recovery community, because people who care about you can give you that information that you might need to hear about yourself that maybe isn't always the best and painful, but we need to be able to see it. I think that's really important. But I want to highlight something else here too. Often in our blind spots, it's not just about negativity. Sometimes we're blind to our strengths. Sometimes we don't see our strengths. And having people, once again, who care about us and want us to be our best selves, they can point out that strength. Do you realize you're really good at that? Or you're really good at that over there or this over there? And you want that too. So our blind spot can be both negative and positive. And I think it's important to remember that as well.
Absolutely. And then you can take that blind spot and start working on moving it into the open area.
Yeah. Yeah. So once you know that strength, you can start to put that out there and start to use that as an asset in your life. The next quadrant is called the hidden area. And this is the area that we know about, but no one else knows about. And this is something we may choose to keep private from others, but it could also be secrets that we're holding on to that we may need to express or talk about. It can be feelings from past experience, fears, ambitions even, or vulnerabilities. And sometimes we keep those hidden because we're afraid to put them out there. We're afraid of the consequences. If there's something in our life that we feel a lot of shame about, we may want to keep it hidden and we may want to keep it secretive, but that could also be a burden to us too. So we want to bring some of this hidden area out into the open area. And when I say that, I want to say that with a lot of caution too, because not everybody deserves to get that information. We want to do it with safe people, maybe like a therapist that we can share with, that can hold that space for us as we move it into the open area. And once again, as we were saying earlier in this episode, each relationship is different when it comes to interacting about this window. Sometimes our open area in certain relationships, it's going to be smaller, and it should be smaller because that's safer. When I look at the Johari window, I'm also looking at our relationship with ourself. And I think with ourself, we want to make that open area bigger.
Yeah, with ourself. So bring some of those hidden things to the surface. That's what a good therapist or coach or support will do. You can move that hidden area into the open area with yourself. But you're absolutely right. You don't want to have a giant open area for everybody. Like if you're in a business meeting, maybe you want to keep that a little bit smaller. The nice thing about the Johari window is it gives us a visual concept of ourself, and then we can kind of prioritize, what do I want to share with this person? Am I missing some blind spots? Am I hiding stuff from myself or my partner? It's a visual way that we can see this stuff and work through it. So it's another tool to put in your toolbox to start working.
Yeah, and I want to also take that back to the positive realm as well. So think about sometimes you have ambitions that you're afraid to express. And maybe that's something you could do with a coach that would help you take that hidden ambition, kind of keep it secret, don't let anybody know, and move it into the open area where you're going to get more support, where you're going to get more help to achieve that. So I think it's really important to conceptualize this on both a positive and negative spectrum, because those both can help us, the difficult parts and also these parts of us that we want to exceed at. But we got to need to make them known because we can grow from that.
Yeah, because we're scared of that or intimidated by it. Now let's move on to the fourth quadrant.
Yeah, this is the unknown quadrant. This is the most mysterious quadrant because it contains element of ourselves not known to us or others. It's like our deep unconscious. And this might include latent abilities, unconscious motivations that we don't know about, maybe even suppressed memories from trauma. We can't see it and others can't see it. But what I would say is I think, especially in a relationship to ourselves, we shrink this unknown quadrant as we are more open to others and we expand our open quadrant by taking hidden parts of ourselves and putting it out there, letting people give us feedback about our blind spot quadrant. We shrink this unknown area over time. But I think there'll be a part of it that's always there that you'll always have. It's just part of being human.
Absolutely. And so I think the goal for this is, as far as self-reflection, as far as us looking at ourselves, is to have the biggest open area that we can and slowly shrink down the other three quadrants. And that's when we're looking at it from ourself and self-awareness.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, for ourselves, we're getting that open quadrant, making that as big as we can. And it's a way to look at ourselves through the Johari window and see that and say, how do I work on each of these areas? How do I grow that open area? And once again, it's important to realize that that'll be different in different relationships. Not everybody gets the same privilege to see in you, especially if they're not safe people. So you can apply this to a lot of areas of your life. As I was saying, you can look at it, you can go into therapy or coaching or even with trusted others to say, here's the Johari window and can you help me with it? Can you help me see some of my blind spots, both positive and negative? And here's some stuff I may need to share about myself to open up my open area in the relationship that I'm in with you right now. So there's a lot you can do with this very simple concept to improve your life, improve your relationships. And because this is a visual tool, we created a worksheet that you can download. It's in the show notes. It's also on theaddictedmind.com/plus. So you can get it there and it can help you start this process. of exploring yourself and using the Johari window as a tool.
Yeah, and it's very important to see this visually because it is a visual concept, so it's hard for us to totally explain it over an audio podcast. So I would definitely go download that sheet, and then you can see more what we're talking about in the different quadrants, and you can apply it to your life, like Dwayne was saying, which will help you grow, help you become more self-aware, have strategies on how to grow your self-awareness, which is important. Because the more self-aware you have, the better relationships you're going to have, the better outcomes you're going to have, because you know why you're doing things and you know your blind spots and your hidden areas.
So we've hoped you enjoyed this episode. Once again, you can go to theaddictedmind.com/plus and get the downloads. Go there, check it out. And if you're getting a lot out of this episode, share with a friend. Or what would be really awesome is leave us a review in whatever podcast app you're using right now. Go there, write us a review. It really does help us get found. It helps people find this material. And the reviews mean a lot to us. It's great to see people using this material and improving their recovery and improving their lives. So we love that.
We love it. We read every review.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate all of them. So help us get found, help others, and we'll see you in the next episode.
See you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning into The Addicted Mind Plus. We hope today's episode has brought you valuable insights and a small step to support your journey in recovery, mental health, and wellness. For more information about this episode and additional resources, please visit our website at theaddictedmind.com/plus. And if there's a topic you're eager to hear about or a question you'd like us to explore, we'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us at theaddictedmind.com and let us know your thoughts. Your journey is important, and we're here to support you every step of the way. Until next time, take care and keep stepping forward on your path to wellness.
Oh, hey, it's Erin.
And I'm Michaela, and we're the hosts of the Two Sober Girls podcast, and we are on a mission to spill the wild truth about sobriety.
Forget the rosé all day cliche. Sobriety is flipping amazing.
Absolutely. It's not just about quitting the drink. It's a gift you give yourself and your loved ones.
So what are you waiting for? Break up with that old toxic relationship with alcohol and let us show you the possibilities.
And here's the thing. Everything your precious heart desires becomes way easier without the influence of alcohol.
We're not just two sober girls. We're also wellness coaches. We're here to show you how to optimize health, lifestyle, and beauty, feel sexy and alive as F.
So stay tuned, because we're rolling out new episodes every Monday wherever you get your podcasts. And trust us, they have your name written all over them. We can't wait to share the magic of sobriety and wellness with you. Subscribe to Two Sober Girls podcast today and come follow us on Instagram for behind the scenes action, and send us a DM. We can't wait to meet you.